Well, hello guys. I'm not going into work today until about 3 o'clock, because I'm working the evening shift. But it's only for 2 days. But it does allow me some time to make a video. Now, I have had this Femon on my site before, but I doubt if you'd recognize her. She's 25 years of age, and apparently she's a model influencer. What the hell is that? Made up again. Made up, no job. But all in all, she's not a bad-looking Femon. She's not overweight, doesn't have any tats I can see, no ring in the nose, normal color hair. I mean, my God, is she a normal Femon? No, don't be stupid. Because here she is now. You see, this Femon wants the biggest lips in the world and has filler put in, and filler put in, and more filler put in. And of course, this Femon obviously has an issue. She wants to get attention, and she's willing to do absolutely anything. Although she has the biggest lips in the world, apparently, she finds it hard to find love, because men are intimidated by her. Huh, that's not the word I would use, honey. But you see, they use that word all the time, don't they? And it's completely to deflect blame from them and onto the man or male. If a man doesn't want to go out with an overweight Femon or a beast Femon, he's just intimidated. He must really like her, but he's just intimidated by her, scared of her in a way. You see, the way it takes the complete responsibility away from the Femon, who's got big because she's ate too much. But that is still the man's fault, you see. The thing is, Femons don't understand is, men do like the outer look of Femons sometimes, but it's also the inner look that is important as well. And generally at the moment, men still have a choice, even though Femons don't like it. I mean, so let me just ask you guys out there, do you think this Femon can't find love because men are intimidated by her, or because of what the hell she's done to her lips? You see, the thing is, any Femon that does that to their lips is mentally unstable. And there's so many unstable Femons today that a lot of Femons will probably think this looks good. But the other ones, even if they're her close friend, won't say anything about it, because they know she's alienating herself from a lot of men. So in other words, these other Femons look at it like she's not a threat anymore, and maybe they can get more men because of it. That's how a Femon thinks. I know a perfect partner for this Femon, the Joker in the Batman films. I'll put a link to the story down below. And here's another bullshit that she says, her doctor is okay with it, as long as I keep my lips moisturized. What a load of twaddle. No doctor worth his salts or her salts would say this is okay. But of course the media pushes it as she's absolutely fantastic, you know. Men are bad, Femons are good. That's being pushed so much and for so long. You see, the thing is, Femons are trying to degrade men's character. This is what they do, it's called character assassination. They just have to spread a few white lies about this person, and maybe just put some doubt in other people's minds. Muddy the waters, as they say. That's why you see so many sexual assaults now. Think of it.
Do you want to kiss me?
Yeah.
I never consented to that. It was nice, though. Sexual assault.
And that's how it's done. That's the Femon's new weapon. And they wonder why men are staying away from them, avoiding them, running like hell away from them. Well, anyway, guys, you want to get a date with this Femon? I can sort of put a good word in for you. And if you get permission to kiss her, I mean real permission sort of, in triplicate, you'd probably need a map reference, wouldn't you? Anyway, let me know what you think. Take it easy.